It's a bit on the nose, is it?
Well, it's all right if we're going forward, but occasionally we reverse at about a breakneck speed, so it seems, up these little laneways, and that's when you really know what the song, what the word smell means, you know?
Yeah, well, this is a good experience for you, because you have a fairly sheltered life.
Well, I'm not sure if I should rap on you. I don't feel like this is a promotion at all. I feel like I'm being severely punished.
It's for all those dreadful songs, Patty. And listen, you're going to call us back a little bit later.
That's right.
Okay, we'll see you.
Can I just introduce you to Neil very quickly?
Yeah, okay. Neil Legarbo, is it?
This is Neil, my good friend. Here's Legarbo.
Okay, how are you, Neil?
Hello, Neil.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Neil, how long have you been doing this for? Too long?
Yeah, a little bit too long. I've been doing it for 16 years.
All right, Patty. Well, listen, we'll catch up with you in a few minutes, all right?
That'd be great.
Okay. Not a problem. We are indeed this morning talking about the ins and outs. You know, yesterday, Jan Parr told us what she... 0612. And once again, let's talk to Patty, who is out on the roads covering Brisbane like nobody else can for 4QR Breakfast, her first day on the job with a bunch of garbos. How's it going, Patty?
Oh, Peter, it's going well. We're in the suburb of Windsor.
Right.
So if anyone can hear our truck coming, they can come out and give me a big wave, and as I repeat, radio something, please. And I'm in the big Boran truck with Pacific Waste Management, with my good mate Neil. Just going around the corner here on two wheels. And I've never been in a garbo truck before, and I suppose a lot of people haven't, Peter. And what it is there's a little TV monitor in here. And I've gone to all the channels, and there's nothing much showing except the security cameras at the back to make sure the wildlife don't get out again once they're in. Am I all right here?
Yes, I can hear every word. Okay. It's great. It's terrific.
I'd like Neil a question, if that's okay.
Sure, go for it.
Okay. Now, Neil, you're a garbo, mate. What do you know about being a garbologist? Is it those beautiful sunrises? Is it those early morning streetscapes looking over the city? Is it the love of the wildlife, you know, the dogs, the cockies, the maggots?
All of the above, except for the dogs.
Hey, don't mind dogs. You had a bit of an experience the other week, didn't you, I hear?
Yeah, New Year's Day, I got bitten by a dog.
Did you kick it?
No, I didn't actually, because the owners were there and I didn't want to make too much of a scene.
And you're really throwing these trucks around here, Neil. I must say, you're a very experienced driver. You never should criticise my driving ever again, boy. I've put on you. Has anyone ever fallen off the back of a truck here when they swing around?
Yeah, sometimes. You've just got to concentrate when you're sitting on the back and just be careful, you know. Just because if you do come off, you hurt yourself pretty bad.
That's why the shovel's in the back, eh? Scrape you off. Now, Peter, what have you ever wanted to know about garbage collecting in Brisbane?
Well, actually, just very briefly, how many times has he been bitten?
How many times have you been bitten by a dog? And did you bite the dog back?
No, I haven't bitten the dog back, but I've been bitten about 3 times in my career as a garbo for 16 years.
Yeah, I just want to ask, can they give us some clues about when you know a dog is going to bite you? Can you sense which type or what type of dog is going to bite you? How you can tell?
What type of dog's going to bite you, Neil? And how do you know it's going to bite you besides the fact that its teeth is in your calf?
Well, cattle dogs are a dog that you sort of be wary of. Same as German Shepherds and that. And even a little one, the Chihuahuas and the Dachshunds and all those sort of dogs, they sort of sneak up behind you.
That's what I call the dropkick dogs, because they really go a long way when you dropkick them.
I tell you what, Patty, you must be a bit of a sis if he's a bit worried about being bitten by a chihuahua.
Oh, Peter, he's calling you a sis because you're worried about being bitten by a chihuahua. Now, let me put you on to Neil.
No, it's all right.
I want you to come out here one day and try it and see what you think about it. I think you've got a little bit of condition on, so if you want to, the door's open, so come on over.
Now, my job at 4QR is looking better and better by the minute.
I tell you what, Neil keeps jumping out of the truck on me too, and personally, I don't blame him. I feel much the same urge jumping on.
Okay, well, look, I'll catch up with you later, Patty.
Thanks, Peter.
Okay, Patty looking after the streets of Brisbane with a bunch of garbos this morning. It's 6:00.